Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, would you open your Bibles tonight to Proverbs, the fourth chapter, and the first verse. Hear, you children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake you not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve you. Love her, and she shall keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all your getting, get understanding. Get it. A few weeks ago, we began talking about this and studying this, pursuing this, talking about the wisdom of God. According to this text and others, we're charged to get it. Well, when you're told to get something, you don't just lay around lazily and do nothing and wait for it to fall on you. You get it. Get it. Appropriate. Go lay hold of it. My granddad called us to the table sometimes, and he'd say, come on, boys. We stayed with my grandparents a lot when we were small. My folks were working, especially during the week. And he'd say, well, peas and pone, eat it or leave it alone. We ate a lot of peas. I like peas. And when you called, you don't just sit there at the table and cry and say, nobody had passed me the peas. There's the peas. Yeah. Right? Appropriate. And when it's on your plate, get it. Yeah. And when it's available to you, get it. Yeah. Get it. Yeah. Get it. Yes. Well, is wisdom available to us?
Yes, sir.
Is understanding available to us?
Yes, sir.
But we have to
get it.
So we have been acting on this word. Every time we come here on these Friday nights, I am come here to get some wisdom.
Amen.
In preparing to minister to you, I was after it.
Amen.
Right?
Sure.
To get some understanding. To get some wisdom. And so we're not just talking about this subject. We are acting on these words in these sessions. I'm stirred in my spirit about this. Are you at all?
Yes.
I believe I've already received more wisdom and understanding. I know I have. More wisdom and understanding than I had before we began this. I'm seeing things I haven't seen. I'm understanding things I haven't understood. God's given us light on this. Not just to talk about it, but to receive it. Let me review a little bit for you. We said, what is wisdom? Well, we said, literally, it means skillful. Skillful. Well, how do you understand that? Well, we talked about the three things, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. They are not the same. Knowledge is knowing something. It's being aware of something. Understanding is having insight into what you know. I mean, I fly. And I go to school all the time. And something that I've endeavored to get more understanding on is turbine engines. Because for years now, whatever I've been flying, I've known what the engine does. I've known how much thrust it puts out. I've known a specific fuel consumption. I've known a number of things, but I did not understand. I'd still look at it and go, how does it do that? Are you with me on that now? I know this engine produces 2,200 pounds of thrust at this temperature. I know that, but how it does it is another thing. That's where the understanding now, somebody who overhauls turbine engines, they understand how that engine will suck in a bunch of air and spray fuel in there and ignite it and compress it and blow it out and make that thrust. They understand how it does that. But you can ride on an airplane and without understanding any of that.
That's right.
You just know it does it. But you don't understand how it does it. Like Brother Hagin used to say as a little boy, he could not figure out how a brown cow eat green grass, give white milk, churn it and make yellow butter. He could not figure that out as a little boy. But all the while he's a-trying to figure it, he's a-drinking the milk and he's eating the butter. So you can enjoy something you don't understand. But to go to certain levels of something, you got to have some understanding. So I'm just trying to differentiate between knowledge and understanding. But now wisdom is neither of these. And that's what's, you know, people talk about going to school and getting wisdom. Not necessarily. You can come back with 3 degrees. You can be a so-called walking encyclopedia and not have any wisdom. You can be a so-called walking encyclopedia of knowledge and be a fool. No. Got knowledge, and you got understanding into the knowledge, some insight into how this thing works and why it works and where it comes from and where it's going, understanding. Oh, but then you got wisdom, which is divine skill. I mean, it is from the grace of God. It is the gift of God, grace that He puts in your insides, skill of how to use what you know. Skill of how to use what you understand. And he said it is the principal thing. In everything you get, get it. Get it. If you've read Proverbs, and I encourage you to while we're studying this, read Proverbs. You know, if you just read one a day or something. Read some of the Proverbs. He goes into it. He said, you know, it's more valuable than anything you could get in this world. Any amount of gold or silver or jewels, nothing's to be compared to it. Is it? Is the wisdom of God worth more than all the money in the world?
Yes.
It is. One of the most tormenting things in this life is not knowing. Indecision. Not knowing what to do. Not knowing what's going on. What to do next. The torment of the ignorance and the confusion. And the indecision, the Bible calls it darkness. Oh, but in His light, we see light. And when light comes, you know what to do. When light comes, you're no longer second guessing everything and wondering, should I or shouldn't I, or will they or won't they, or is it the will of God or is it not? All that stuff is darkness. We have an unction of the Holy One. And the Bible said we know by this unction all things. We have the mind of Christ. We're supposed to get up and know what to do and know where to go and know how to pray and know what comes next. No, 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 no. Now you will not know that and operate that way by watching 8 hours of TV a day. Or by just reading a bunch of ungodly publications. Or by talking a bunch of unbelief with your buddies down at the job. But if you'll commune with God, if you'll fill yourself full of this word, if you'll speak in a new tongue and build yourself up on your most holy faith, light from the inside of you will begin to come up in an increasing measure and illuminate your mind. And you'll know things that you could not have figured out on your own. You'll understand things that you could not have understood on your own. Things will happen. Other people will panic. And you'll just be as cool because you'll know what to do. Come on now. Other people will be stressed. Challenges of life will arise. You'll get a bad report. And you'll just look at it and go, no, no, no. And I was praying about this the other day. I didn't know it, but I was. And I just know in here what to do about this. I know what to do.
Amen.
I'm going to stand on this. I'm going to say this. I'm going to do this.
Amen.
I'm going to sow this seed. I'm going to do that. And it's going to be okay.
Yes.
The wisdom of God knows the way out of every difficulty and the way through every challenge and attack. You do believe now that there's nothing and nobody that can stump God. Huh? There's nobody. Nothing could ever come up. There is no situation in life that can arise that you catch God off guard. And he goes, huh? I hadn't thought about that. Has never happened. Never will. And the one who already knows the answer to everything is not some far off place. He's inside you. He's right on the inside of you. Right on the inside of me. So why shouldn't we be tapping into this wisdom? But don't just be passive about it. What did he say? Get it. Get it. Be aggressive. Get up in the morning looking for your wisdom for the day. Right? Talk in faith saying, I'll know what to do. The Lord is ordering my steps. He's directing my paths. I'm his sheep. I know his voice. I'll do the right thing. I will make the right choices. I'll make the right decisions. I will know what to do. And you got to say that when your head feels like a foggy morning.
Amen.
This is by faith. You got to say, I will do the right thing. I will make the right choices. It's obvious you made the wrong choice the last three times. We walk by faith.
Amen.
We live by faith. Let's talk faith in this area. And the more in agreement you get with him, the more wisdom will flow to you. Now last Friday, we went into some detail talking about how we can increase in wisdom, how we can get more wisdom. We said, you must value wisdom. The Bible said wisdom cries for you. And what must we do? We must cry out for it. We must hunger and desire for it. We also said you must be teachable, among other things. Now, what's happening in being teachable, God is giving you wisdom. But the question is, will you receive it? So there's a lot of folk that God's given them wisdom, and they don't want to hear it. They don't want it like that. It means I got to change. It means I'm wrong. And they just don't want it that way. They don't want to hear it. And when you refuse truth, what else is there? If you reject the truth and refuse the truth, you refuse the counsel of God, there's nothing left but lies to believe.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Counsel of the Ungodly, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602G. That's R-1602G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.